All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm really excited for this deep dive because we're looking at something pretty ambitious.
Definitely ambitious.
Yeah. From the ISCM Foundation. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this? They have this new initiative called Thinking Ahead.
Yeah, I've been looking into it. It's
And we got our hands on one of their communication summaries.
Oh.
We're getting kind of an insider's look here at their strategy.
Very cool.
And it's exciting. It talks about how universities are going to be key players in actually solving global challenges.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah. And it also talks about leapfrogging innovation.
I love that concept.
Yeah. And it's something that's pretty interesting is there's a potential here for like new income opportunities for universities.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's dive in. So one of the things that really jumped out at me at the beginning is they mentioned this goal of driving these like nation building projects.
Right. And I think that's what makes this approach so unique.
Yeah.
It's not just about coming up with, you know, the traditional business plan.
Right.
Right. But instead, they're developing these things called investor confidence reports.
Okay. So what is an investor confidence report? It sounds a little bit different than just like a business plan or...
Yeah, I think it's a really smart approach because so often these, you know, global challenges, projects that are aimed at solving them, they struggle to attract funding.
Right.
Because investors just aren't sure about the return on investment.
Yeah, they want to see the money.
Right, exactly. And so...
And these projects are usually so big that you're not going to see a return on investment for a long time.
Exactly. And that's what ISCM is trying to change.
So these reports are all about like proving that these big ideas are going to work.
Exactly.
Okay.
Think of them like really detailed impact assessments that go way beyond just like financial projections.
Okay.
They're looking at the specific metrics that demonstrate real change.
Mm.
Like we're talking about food security, renewable energy, CO2 reduction.
Things that people listening probably really care about.
Right. Things that we need to solve.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So how do universities actually get involved in this?
Because
they mentioned this whole concept of universities becoming like the exclusive beneficiaries.
Yeah, that's one of the most exciting parts of this whole thing, I think.
Yeah.
They're really positioning universities as the key drivers in all of this.
Okay, so are universities going to become like venture capitalists now?
Not quite.
Okay.
But they are getting a much more central role
okay. In
actually... you know, developing these projects and implementing them.
Okay.
The ISCM is connecting universities with corporations and government sponsors and helping to channel investment into research and development at universities.
So universities are becoming like these hubs.
Exactly.
For innovation.
Yeah, these hotspots.
And they're attracting all this funding and these resources to tackle these problems.
It's really cool. And it's not just focused on the developed world either.
Right, because they specifically mention like South and Central America, Africa, and Asia.
Yeah.
So why those regions in particular?
This ties back to that concept of leapfrogging innovation, which is so fascinating.
So what does that mean?
Basically, they're looking at regions that can potentially bypass older, less efficient technologies and infrastructure.
Okay.
And jump straight into the cutting edge stuff.
So instead of following the same path as like Europe or North America,
right,
these regions could essentially skip ahead.
Exactly.
Using the latest and greatest stuff.
Precisely.
Okay, I like that a lot.
Yeah, like imagine a region in Africa that has like very little access to electricity.
Right.
But tons of solar potential. Instead of investing in like old fossil fuel infrastructure, they could just go straight to like a decentralized renewable energy grid.
Yeah, that's a much better way to do it.
Much more sustainable.
Yeah, much more efficient.
Yeah.
So obviously funding for these huge projects
right. Is
always a big question mark.
Oh, huge hurdle.
And they even mentioned this in the document, this issue of financial liquidity.
Yeah.
So how are they addressing that?
So they're taking a two-pronged approach.
Okay.
First, they're helping universities to rework existing projects to make them more attractive to investors.
Okay, so how do they do that?
It could involve restructuring the timeline, clarifying impact metrics, or highlighting the potential for commercialization.
Okay, so making it a little bit more sexy for the investors.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, what's the second prong?
This is all about integrating new technologies into the development cycle.
Okay.
Things like AI, blockchain, advanced data analytics.
So not just the projects themselves, but also how they are going about doing the project.
Yeah, using technology to make it all happen more efficiently.
Oh.
And that also makes it more appealing to investors too.
Yeah, because they're looking for that.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's a really interesting approach.
It's super interesting.
And it really makes you wonder, like, what could we see if universities were really empowered to lead the charge in solving these global challenges?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's something I want you all to think about. Yeah.
Could this model be the key to unlocking all kinds of new innovation and progress?
Yeah.
How might your own interests or expertise fit into this?
That is a great question and something for everyone to think about.
For sure.
And I'm really interested to see how this plays out. I think
Me too.
Hopefully we'll get to see more of these ideas in action at that big conference they mentioned coming up in 2025.
Definitely.
All right. Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive.
Yeah, super interesting.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya. Bye. Yeah.